The question for today is, if Jesus was God, then why did he have to pray? The English word God is first mentioned in Genesis 1 verse 1 and is translated from the Hebrew word Elohim. Elohim is a uniplural word such as family, team or club, meaning it is one family, one team or one club, but consists of more than one person. The Godhead is presently a family consisting of the Father and the Son. Christ is the God of the Old Testament, 1 Corinthians 10 verse 4, and Christ came to reveal the Father, Luke 10 verse 22. At the resurrection, we too will be metabolically changed, born again, and become literal sons of God as well. John 1 verse 12, 1 Corinthians 15 verse 20 to 23, 49 to 51. One scripture sometimes used by people who accept the Trinity is John 14 verse 7. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Some feel this verse proves God and Jesus are the same person. However, reading the verse in context demonstrates this is not at all what the Saviour was saying. In verse 10, Jesus goes on to say, "Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me. He does the work." Here, Jesus Christ clearly says he isn't speaking for himself, but for God, and it is God the Father doing the works, not him. This makes it very clear they are separate beings. Going on, in verse 20, we learn exactly what Jesus means when he talks about being in the Father. "At that day you shall know I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you." If the phrase, "I am in my Father," meant they are the same person, then the next phrase, "and you in me, and I in you," would mean the apostles were also the same person as Jesus, making it far larger than any Trinity. Jesus uses similar phrasing often, instructing the apostles to be one with each other as he is one with his heavenly Father. His meaning was obviously that they were to be completely unified in love, doctrine and purpose, just as Jesus and the Father are. The testimony of Stephen is even more clear about the separateness of Jesus and God. "But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." Acts 7, verse 55 and 56. In the same vein, the following verses should demonstrate the utter absurdity of saying that God the Father and God the Son, Christ, are the same, one being or one entity. Christ said that no man would know the day or hour of his return, Mark 13, verse 32. Not the angels, neither the Son, but the Father only. Are we to believe Jesus had a split personality, where part of him knew what another part of him did not? We read in Matthew 1 verse 18 and 20 and Hebrews 1 verse 5 that Jesus was begotten by his Father. Are we to believe he begat himself? When Jesus said his Father was greater than he was, John 14 verse 28, did he mean he was greater than himself? When Jesus cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Matthew 27 verse 46, did he forsake himself? When Christ ascended to his Father in heaven, John 20 verse 17, did he ascend to himself? When the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool, Psalms 110 verse 1 and Matthew 22 verse 44, did this mean that Jesus was about to sit at his own right hand? And when Jesus prayed to his Father in heaven, Matthew 6 verse 9 and John 17 verse 1 to 26, did he pray to himself? The answer to all the above is obviously no, of course not. He prayed to his Father in heaven just as we do and as he taught us to. If he is God, and he is, Why did he pray? Let the scripture answer. Jesus, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him, God the Father, that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, Hebrews 5 verse 7. There it is. He was not praying to himself, but to God his Father in heaven. Jesus drew strength and comfort from his heavenly Father, just as we must do. Prayer was a very important part of Jesus' life, and he spent much time in it. He prayed, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Matthew 6 verse 9. Many times in the Gospels we read that Jesus prayed or went alone to pray apart from his disciples. Matthew 6 verse 6. Why did Jesus pray? Jesus prayed because of his relationship with the Father. In John 17, we find Jesus' high priestly prayer. This prayer is Jesus' intercession for the disciples and all who would believe in him because of their testimony. John 17, verse 20. In this prayer, we see Jesus' relationship with the Father and the confidence that he has in his Father's perfect provision and plan. Jesus' relationship with the Father was the power that brought salvation to man. Jesus laid aside his glory and took on the mantle of flesh, Philippians 2 verse 5 to 8. And while he wore that mantle, he was obedient to the Father. Why did Jesus pray? Jesus prayed because of his dependence upon and his obedience to the Father. Jesus said, I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. John 5 verse 30. Therefore, Jesus was in complete submission to the Father. He never sinned. Yes, Jesus prayed often and consistently. Why did Jesus pray? For strength and protection, as well as heartfelt love for his Father. In order to maintain our relationship with the Father, fervent prayer is essential as well. It is the one piece of armor God provides us, Ephesians 6 verse 11 to 18, that energizes each of the other pieces. Why did Jesus pray? He prayed to teach us that as children of God, our obedient submission to the will of the Father will bring us spiritual blessings.